Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. I know. It's okay. We'll get through it together. It's the 14th of December. It is 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Yeah, I'd like to request a do-over of the weekend, please.
Okay. I'll put in the request. I'll see what I can get back to you on that with. Also with me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello.
I'm glad one of us is happy to be here.
I just said hello.
Well, you certainly sound happier about it than both Andrew and I. So I just thought, you seem into it. But it's also because you've survived the bulk of it by now. So
yeah, that's the thing.
You are way ahead of us on that. So you're in the home stretch. Andrew, I would actually like to start with you. Sorry about your weekend. We talked last time about Earth at Night in Color, AKA Apple's new night mode extended commercial. And it's kind of what it sounds like. And you actually watched some of it.
Yeah, so I just briefly mentioned it the last time, but I finally finished the series. And like I'd mentioned in one of our meetings, I was kind of disappointed at first that there were only six episodes. Mm-hmm. However, the thing I kind of missed the first time around was on the Apple TV page, it does say season one. So I'm presuming we are going to get more in the future.
I think all that stuff says season one, but I imagine you're also going to be right that we will get more.
I hope so.
I think night mode TV will happen more.
Yeah.
That, I think, is going to be interesting.
By the way, I took some really amazing photographs for using night... Well, night mode kind of kicks in, doesn't it? I didn't have to do much because I have no photographic ability. And the pictures came out amazing.
Yeah. The nice thing about it is if you're using night mode... Let's just derail from Apple TV Plus for a minute. But you can also get... Even if you turn off night mode, you can still get a fundamentally better photo than you ever used to get. So it'll be a lot darker. It won't look like you took it in the daytime, but it still can be a really good picture. And that's good to know right now as people are trying to snap photos of interesting Christmas lights and stuff.
So. Yeah, interestingly, these did brighten up quite a lot.
Yeah.
But they were, the way they came out was, I mean, beyond anything I've ever been able to do on a phone before. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I diverge.
Yes. They're
so
very good.
You're going to share these pictures with us, right?
Sure.
Interesting. I think it's good. Well, and I mean, it is really, it is interesting. And part of that is the low light aspect of those as well. I think they're really, really interesting photos.
So, yeah. Yes. Speaking of low light, they don't say exactly what cameras they're using, but narrator Tom Hiddleston reminds us they are 100 times more sensitive than the human eye.
Wow. Okay. So I think in your review you mentioned they need some light, but it could just be moonlight is all it takes for these to work.
Yeah, they do need moonlight to work or maybe bright starlight. I have heard of these starlight cameras before.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe these are improved versions of those.
That could be.
Because, this isn't the first, night mode series. I first saw one several years ago, and those were using the starlight ones. But this is a much better than what they were able to get with the other one.
Yeah, it seems like these evolve pretty quick.
Yeah, as I mentioned in my review, you would think that they were shooting for most of it in broad daylight, but you do still see the stars twinkling in the sky, so it's kind of eerie sometimes.
That would probably be disorienting, but it sounds good, and I do like a good nature documentary, so I could probably do worse than spending an hour listening to Tom Hiddleston tell me about nature, right? So... That one's out now. We have that's a thing that we can watch. We have Charlotte has covered an announcement about something else that's coming from a name that some people might recognize.
Right, hang on. There's we have a lot of shows coming out. This is the interesting thing. We have a huge number of shows coming out, which we wanted to discuss. So which one was the particular one you wanted to dig into first?
The adaptation of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Ah, starring one Julia Roberts.
Indeed.
Yes, that's very exciting. Julia Roberts is joining all sorts of other big names, heading to Apple TV Plus. This, as you said, is an adaptation of The Last Thing He Told Me, which is a novel, which apparently the novel hasn't even come out yet. And it's already been optioned for a film limited series adaptation. It's a limited series adaptation. It's been made by Reese Witherspoon's company.
Mm-hmm. Which is also part of Apple TV.
So. Which is exactly. Yeah. So, you know, hate that person that wrote that book. Successful. So there we go. But yes, he's going to star Julia Roberts, which is always a good thing.
Yeah, generally. Sure seems to be. So that's announced, and it's not like you can even go read the book or anything yet because it hasn't been released.
No, that's coming out the top of next year.
Yeah. So, let's see. It looks like the novel will be out next May, I think it says in your piece.
Correct.
So, that'll be a while. And then presumably the show will come after that. So, you'll just have to, rewatch season 2 of The Morning Show in the meantime or something, right?
Yeah, I can see this being a kind of maybe a November.
Mm-hmm.
They could push it to 2022, I guess. This stuff takes time to make, especially at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment, sure.
But the important thing to take away is Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing we should focus on.
And we also have another show that has just sort of further announcement, and that that is apparently everyone else at Apple TV is working on another show called Physical. Right, Andrew?
Yes.
Yeah, so there are a bunch of people joining Rose Byrne on this series called Physical. I say a bunch of people because I probably couldn't pronounce most of their names.
Okay.
So this is from Annie Wiseman and Tomorrow Studios, and Annie is going to be the showrunner. And the quote that I shared from Deadline is, Physical is set in a 1980s Southern California beach community.
Oh, no.
It follows Sheila, a woman struggling in her life as a quietly tortured housewife who finds an unconventional path to power through an unlikely source, the world of aerobics.
Oh, no.
And I hope this means I can send Kelly more 80s aerobics videos.
How much Lycra is going to be on this show?
All of it.
A lot.
The world's current supply of Lycra is all headed to this studio right now. I have a feeling. Yeah, and before the two of you go ahead and make the joke, yes, I will watch this show and let you know how representative of the 80s it in fact actually is. Yeah, it sounds fun, and I don't know how much of what we've gotten from Apple on TV Plus sounds fun, like as a premise.
Yeah.
Because on a fundamental level, when you describe basically everything on TV Plus that isn't Ted Lasso or children's programming, none of them sound like a fun premise going in. Yeah. And this sounds like
Central
a fun premise
Park.
Going in.
It's like Ted Lasso, Central Park, Fraggle Rock, and that's about it.
Yeah. And like Snoopy.
So there's also possible, looking ahead at things, there's possibly a adaptation of Carol Burnett's best-selling memoir, which looks like it's gonna head over to Apple TV Plus. That probably is not gonna be fun because it's detailing the relationship with her daughter and all those kind of difficulties.
It's gonna be fun. That one is going to be terribly, terribly interesting. And this Physical sounds like it's going to be the premise of it is fun. And
I just got the song in my head now.
Yeah, see, a lot of stuff doesn't, it might be interesting, like For All Mankind, for example, or C, or, some of the other shows that have come out already that we've watched. Like, they may sound interesting to you, or they may sound appealing to you in some way, but what if Russia won the space race doesn't sound fun,
Defending Jacob is not fun.
Yeah, none of it sounds fun. And this one is the first one that to me sounds fun, as well as, like, if it's from TV Plus, it's going to be interesting and, you know, it's going to be well made and the production value is going to be high and all that. So this one I'm looking forward to as interesting, and it, but in a very different way than the other stuff that I enjoy on TV Plus.
Kelly's really only here for the lycra, let's be honest.
It's really about spandex. Yeah. That's what we, yeah. You know.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, mostly it's the neon. Like the 80s were very brightly colored as well. And yeah, I'm still a sucker for a neon colored thing. So.
Day glow.
Yeah. That too. All right, well, let's pause briefly here for a moment. I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor is BetterHelp. BetterHelp will help you assess your needs and match you with your own licensed therapist. And BetterHelp's counselors are available to you online. You can talk to them safely, confidentially, and you can get started in under 24 hours. This isn't self-help. It's professional help from licensed counselors. And they want you to have a great therapeutic match, so it's easy and free to change counselors if you need to. You can send a message anytime, or you can set up a confidential appointment. It can be a video chat or just a phone call. You don't ever have to enter, like, the weird waiting room. And you can talk to a counselor who specializes in something that you need, whether that's help with depression or grief or LGBT issues or anxiety or 2020. I assume there's somebody that can help you with that. As my listener, you can get 10% off your first month if you go to betterhelp.com/TDO. That's BetterHelp.com/TDO. BetterHelp.com/TDO gets you 10% off your first month of counseling. And we'd like to thank BetterHelp for sponsoring the show today. Now, I did mention just before we did the sponsor read that For All Mankind is another show with an interesting premise. And it is apparently a terribly interesting show to TV Plus, right?
Yeah, so as I wrote my article, we're going to see season 2 on February 19th, and it has already received an early renewal for season 3, and there are going to be a couple of new stars joining. Ooh. So there will be Cynthia Wu as Kelly, an astronaut's daughter, and then Cora Pena as adult Aleda Rosales, who we met in season 1.
Oh, okay.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
No one told John.
Yeah, we have to never mention this when John could possibly be anywhere near the program. Yeah, so we'll make sure of that. Now, Charlotte, you had another one to talk about, which has to do with Gawker.
Yes. Yeah, so this, well. There's a lot going on here, so let's start at the beginning. When we when we first knew about Apple TV Plus, one of the things we heard about was that there was going to be a documentary about the rise and fall of Gawker Media. Mm-hmm. You can imagine how in I was.
Yes,
it's not happening. It's not going to be on Apple TV Plus anymore. And Ben Smith, New York Times Media Equation column today, which is Monday the 14th, outlines why. It apparently doesn't end that well, allegedly, if you offend Apple, get your hands on early versions, unreleased versions of iPhones, and possibly out the CEO.
Yeah.
It turns out so, and it looks like somewhere quite high up the Apple food chain, this project has been removed, cancelled. It is not happening on Apple TV Plus.
Okay,
which is interesting, which throws up a whole load of conversations. I'm hoping I will have a chance to discuss them on Apple TV on Media Plus because we have too much stuff to pack in here today. But there's a little payoff, and I don't, spoiler alert if you haven't read the column yet, but it's too good for me to let it go. Ben's column ends: the well-regarded production company Anonymous Content bought the option to develop a 2016 article on Gawker's fall by Jeffrey Toobin, who was a frequent target of the site, according to a person familiar with the deal. Mm-hmm. but perhaps unfortunately for its prospects, anonymous content is partly controlled by Lorraine Powell Jobs.
Yeah.
So yeah, it throws up a whole load of issues about big tech controlling media and what we get to see and what we don't get to see. It's a whole load of interesting conversation, but it's also worth noting that this show, you may have sort of had it in your brain that it was on its way on Apple TV Plus. No.
Yes. It's lovely you think so, I think, maybe. Like, that's the best of it, you know. There's a whole lot happening with this, so I'm curious how much more of this story we will find out. But
it certainly made interesting breakfast reading when I got into it this morning. So that's not on its way, which is interesting, but hopefully, as I say, we'll get a chance to talk about it on Media Plus. Actually, I should say, while we're on the subject of Apple TV Plus and the podcast, you're going to want to check out the one that's coming out tomorrow, because I get the chance to dig in to why Apple TV Plus may disappear across Europe.
Say what?
Yeah.
Come join me tomorrow, people.
Part of the reason this is interesting is because I just was having a conversation with somebody about somebody in Europe, and talking about how I thought it was interesting that this is like the one service where he and I could be watching the same shows, like at the same time or whatever. Because if I go to TV Plus, I see Ted Lasso and The Morning Show and Snoopy in Space and Earth at Night. And when he goes to TV Plus, he sees the exact same set of shows. And it's like the only service that is that way. Like, because if Charlotte and I both want to watch the same show, we have to figure out if I have it here in the US on this service, then which one does Charlotte have it on, if she has it at all? And that was one of the things I thought would really give Apple an advantage. And that advantage may evaporate. We'll have to tune in tomorrow to Charlotte's podcast and find out. So, if you're not already listening to Media Plus, you should be listening to Media Plus anyway. It's terribly interesting. Don't let the first episode put you off. Full disclosure, her guest on the first episode is me.
Listen, you got to find someone to fill the pilot slot, you know. See, that,
you know, really, go listen to the actual episodes that start with the Daily Observations dream team of Charlotte Henry and John Martellaro. You should definitely check that out. If you want to get a hold of us...
We've had John, we've had Tom Merritt, and tomorrow's guest, spoiler alert, is Adrian Wetcliffe from the Irish Independent.
Nice. All right. If you want to get a hold of us, you can do so by emailing observations@macobserver.com. You can talk to us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. We want to find out about the kind of things you're interested in, what sort of stuff you want to have discussed on Security Friday, general feedback about the program. If there's something that you want us to dig into a little bit further, we would be happy to do that for you. Just let us know. That's going to do it for us today. Charlotte, thanks so much for coming by.
I'm sorry to, as we're leaving, I should point out tiny bit of breaking news.
Okay.
The Billie Eilish documentary that we're expecting on Apple TV Plus. The Apple TV account has tweeted that is coming on, that's on its way.
Okay.
It's coming tomorrow, apparently.
Hey. Ooh. All right.
So stand by for some quality Billie Eilish time, and thanks for having me today.
All right. Thanks, Charlotte. Andrew, do you have any breaking news for us as we leave today?
Well, it's currently 1:13 Eastern time, and I would imagine iOS 14.3 may be out already. I'll have to check.
Okay. Well, let me just peek really quick here and see if I have any software to update to in Software Update. And I do! It's out! We're breaking news right here on the show. 14.3 is released.
I'm coming for you, Pro Raw.
I look forward to Andrew telling us more about that. I look forward to signing up for Fitness Plus now that that's going to be available. So I have to go do that. So we're going to call it here. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.